RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't go big without Tischler. If it's size you're looking for, you got to call Tischler. I love this brother, man, because I feel comfortable. I love being around big people. I feel safe. And when you with Big Mitch, you ain't got nothing to worry about but the other guy that might step up. Big fella, I know it's not the typical atmosphere in which we do business because we usually talking about victories and brutalizing people. But in this case, I've got to get your take on last night's disappointment.
I think it's kind of the exact opposite of what we normally talk about. Yeah. We're talking wins and dominating in the trenches, and they lost and got beat up in the trenches over there. That was a disappointing game. You had a Bears O-line that hadn't been particularly good, had a bunch of moving pieces, and I don't think they were able to get after Caleb Williams as much as I would have liked to have seen or stepped up in the run game. And then on the opposite side of the ball, they got way too much pressure on Jaden way too early in that game, and I think you saw a Bears defense that was unthreatened by the receiving core the Commanders were throwing out there, and they stepped up and they made a point just to slow down Bill Merritt in the run, and they went and did that and walked out of Northwest Stadium with a win.
How pumped were you when you saw the opening formations when we went big across the board? That's when I thought, well, this is over. If I was a wagering type of individual, I would have been on the phone after I saw him break the huddle. Were you surprised they started off big?
Let me tell you, Doc, I love – in general, that 13 formation where you got the three tight ends, one of them being Trent Scott, the big boy out there. However, Chris Moore cannot be your solo receiver out there. And part of that is obviously Terry and Noah Brown being hurt, but he is not a threat on the outside. Teams don't respect him, and you get an extra body in the box. And you saw, you know, the Bears got healthier on defense this week. They brought back three guys who were a part of it. They made a commitment to stopping the run and said, we're not threatened by your receiving core. And you saw them step up. They threw extra men in the box. And when you went hat on a hat, man on man, the Commanders weren't able to push them off the line. And I think there's, you know, multiple reasons for it. But at the end of the day, you know, I think you need to try and find a way to get more dynamic on offense. And as much as you need to win in the trenches, you got to help those guys out a little bit by giving them a little bit of threat on the outside. And I want to see more Luke McCaffrey. I want to see more Jalen Lane. I want to see less Chris Moore.
Well, again, like I say, I don't coach, so I'm not. If they put him out there, he was out there for a reason. If they didn't put the other guys out there, my question would be why?
Yeah.
That's fair. Because speed kills. But we know the team told you, we don't give a damn about what you just did. We didn't react to it. So, okay, I don't blame him for that. But then why didn't we make a quicker adjustment? That's fair to ask, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, this Commanders team's come out on both sides of the ball. They've been pretty slow. It's been a theme through the first 6 weeks I guess this week we saw them move the ball on their first drive, kind of for the first time this season. They coming into the game, they're averaging an NFL low 2.9 yards per play on their first possession. I think it goes towards, you know, the midweek coaching and the scripts of those first 15 plays, and clearly what Cliff is planning on, opposing teams are onto and are able to counter. And I think, you know, as much as Cliff is a creative guy, you know, I think you can look big picture. The Commanders have three wins. They've run for 200 plus yards in those three wins. In the three losses, they've run for a buck 50 or less. I think that's, you know, if you want to break it down as simple as you can, that's the difference in W's and L's.
Ant Blandman can see that. So you don't always get to do what you want to do at this level. You have to do what the team needs. So what you're telling me is that we're not reading this thing well. We're forcing our needs. We're not doing, because this sounds blatant to me. I mean, if you're there and you're looking at personnel, people are looking at your personnel and say, we're not impressed by that, and they don't react to it. If you keep doing it, that's on you.
I mean, it's on both sides of the ball, Doc. You know, the Bears ran 11 personnel basically all day long. You know, they didn't have to get out and get creative because they were able to, you know, do what they were able to enforce their will. I think you look defensively, the Commanders didn't adjust to the Bears stacking the box the way that they did to stop Bill and to stop Jaden's legs, and there was no reason for them to adjust to it because it took the Commanders far too long to get out of what wasn't working and try and, you know, get a little creative and, you know, get those Jalen Lanes, the Luke McCaffrey deep balls going. And I think that you know, the slow starts is on every player that hits cleat to field. But at the same time, I think the game plan has to get better as well.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Yeah, Mitch, I think when you look at yesterday's game, you had the Commanders' rush attack coming into the game being, you know, one of the best in the NFL, and we couldn't really get going. And then on the other side, you had the Bears' rushing offense that also wasn't that good. But we allowed Swift to, you know, run for 100 yards, his first 100-yard game since he played the Commanders last year. And the fact that, you know, they were in 11 personnel.
That's cold-blooded when you just threw that in.
The fact that they were in 11 personnel yesterday and we couldn't get Jordan McGee on the field. He played one defensive snap yesterday. Why do you think that was?
I mean, I think folks want to blame Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner, and by no means are those guys perfect. But I think in the run defense last night, you saw some of the attrition of the injuries that this team has had. And I think you saw a little more poor technique than we've seen out of, you know, the guys that we're used to seeing play. There were certainly too many plays where that D-line wasn't able to establish ground and let Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu flow freely at the linebacker position and fill holes. You saw Jalen Holmes, you saw Preston Smith taking poor angles, having poor technique, not being able to you know, hold up those Bears O-linemen and tight ends. And ultimately, those guys were able to create some pretty big holes for guys to run through. And, you know, injuries are no excuse because every team across the league has them. But I think, I hope this week that they drill down a lot on some of that stuff. And if I'm Daryl Tapp and I'm Ryan Kerrigan and I'm Joe Witt, I'm replaying that final drive from the Bears over and over and over in the film room and making those guys understand the Bears got the ball with a 140 at the Commanders 40-yard line, needing to get into field goal range. There was no stress on that sideline. They turned around and handed that ball to DeAndre Swift over and over and over again. They weren't trying to force the ball downfield. They weren't trying to put the ball in Caleb Williams' hands to go win the game. They knew they were getting 7.7 yards a pop every time DeAndre Swift touched the ball, and they went swiftly, no pun intended, from the 40 to the 25 to get in range for that game-winning field goal. And, Doc, I know you love yelling about, you know, men and hearts and dogs and all those different things. That was the Bears sitting there telling you, we are more physical, we are stronger, we are the better side of the ball, and we're just going to run it down your throat when it matters most.
Amen. Dude, I'm sitting here like a church mouse. I saw when it was going, I said, we don't have a way to stop it. They had a year to sulk and be made fun of about that Hail Mary, but they were winning up until the last throw. And I think somebody got to them because that was a manhood issue. I'm stunned because that didn't need to be fleet of foot to stop them at the end. They ran right at us. That's checkmate. And we were defenseless. So
yeah, not having Eddie Goldman out there certainly hurt.
Well,
He's been a big part of that run defense.
Well, you know, but that's the opportunity. And I applaud them for getting Eddie. But it's their job to make sure there's not that big a drop-off at every position based on getting younger people and coaching them up and somebody didn't fail to take advantage of an opportunity. I've heard about the kids from UCLA linebackers. All I keep hearing about them, they don't play in the game. McGee finally got in the game last week, and now he's in. There's got to be a reason they don't play these people, but I don't know what it is, because the people that they are playing ahead of them didn't bust a grape in battle. And somehow, somebody's got to explain that to me so that I can break it down and explain that then to the masses.
Yeah, I mean, and the difficult thing is that you look offensively and you hope that help is coming. Sam Cosmi is going to be coming back soon. Hopefully Noah Brown, Terry McLaurin are going to be coming back soon. Defensively, you look at some of these issues, there's no white knight riding in on a beautiful steed to save this team. The defensive group is kind of who they are, and they might go sign some guys here and there who are on the streets, but anyone who's on the streets right now is on the streets for a reason, and
hello.
To expect that they're going to step in and be great is a great expectation. So, you know, I think there's going to be some manhood challenging that's going to happen this week. You look ahead, and the Cowboys are the number one offense in the league, at least if they're not number one, they're top three. Mm-hmm. They move the ball up and down the field. They run the ball well. They throw the ball well. Dak Prescott, obviously, you know, we've seen what he can do over the years, particularly when he sees the burgundy and gold on the other side. You know, we're getting into the meat of the schedule here. There are some real tough games coming up. And the fact that this team is 3-3 and we're all as PO'd as we are right now, I think speaks to expectations. But you're still right in the middle of in the thick of things. You look at the Eagles who are 4-2, they just lost to the Giants. You know, they weren't looking great. You look at some of the great teams around the league. The Bills lost to the Falcons. You know, you have the Chiefs who have struggled. The best teams in the league are all kind of looking around and, you know, trying to find themselves. And the Commanders are one of those teams. It's not over, but it's getting close to time that you got to, you know, pull up that jockstrap and put your hand in the dirt and get bloody.
I love that. I got to go on that. I mean, there's nothing else to be said. Mitch just dropped the mic on us. You know, brother, we end this thing, and that's the beauty of it. We weren't eliminated. We were just, I think, kind of stunned. This is a truth test of where we really are, and with no promotional benefits in this at all. This is straight up. That was a beautiful evening. the festivities, the light show, they did everything right. But nothing matters if we don't win on the field. And this Dallas week and all that don't mean nothing if we don't win on the field. And this is going to be a hell of a challenge, because what do you think the Cowboys are thinking now? They're licking their chops. They say, we got them right where we want them, doubting themselves. Doubting themselves. So this week will be a big one. And we're lucky to have you on the scene doing what you do, and give our best to all ears.
Well, Doc, thanks for having me, buddy.
You got it, man. Big Mitch. Good. I know for Mitch, this had to be calming. He had a lunatic yelling at him, screaming, you know, coming up with all these false theories and the whole nine yards. But Mitch Tischler, the big fella, doing his thing.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.